Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. The Ethereum Foundation has appointed new leadership, and Vitalik Buterin criticized the potential life sentence for Roger Ver. Meanwhile, Bitcoin ETFs broke an 8-day outflow streak, and Solana's value surged by 9% due to whale activity. In detail, the Ethereum Foundation named Xiaowei Wang and Tomasz Stancak as co-executive directors, with Aya Miyaguchi becoming president. Danny Ryan is moving to Etherealize, focusing on Ethereum's integration with Wall Street. Amid these changes, Vitalik Buterin condemned the life sentence threat for Roger Ver, citing political motivations. Jesse Powell and Ross Ulbricht echoed this sentiment, defending Ver against the tax fraud charges. The Swiss National Bank's president Martin Schlegel dismissed Bitcoin as a reserve asset, citing volatility and security issues, despite a Swiss citizen's push for its inclusion alongside gold. Meanwhile, on February 28, Bitcoin ETFs in the US saw $94.3 million in inflows, ending a substantial outflow streak. This recovery aligns with President Trump's pro-crypto policies and an upcoming crypto summit. The crypto market shows signs of recovery. Bitcoin rose above $84,000, bolstered by Trump's summit plans and BlackRock's crypto portfolio adjustments. Yet, XRP's price could drop to $1.10 due to a bearish pattern, though a close above $2.80 would negate this outlook. Rumors about Binance dumping Solana and Ethereum were debunked, affecting pre-sales like Solaxy. Solana's value increased due to whale buying, reflecting strong market momentum. Whales also acquired 190,000 Ethereum, despite its recent decline, signaling confidence in a potential recovery. Bitcoin's price dances between $80,000 and $85,000, challenging investors to decide on buying the dip. Short-term holders have been purchasing Bitcoin, despite it trading below their average cost basis. Meanwhile, Thorchain's Rune faces a potential 70% decline amid controversies involving North Korean transactions. Dogecoin is battling to hold above 20 cents, with a critical support level at 18 cents. Despite a recent downturn, Dogecoin might rally if it reclaims key resistance levels, as past patterns suggest a potential major uptrend. Stellar could see a 330% rise if it breaks its current bullish flag's upper boundary. The relative strength index supports this potential upswing as the market shows resilience. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.